I'm Chris. I'm with the Wednesday Music Roundup here on KMUW, and it's blues we're rounding up this time around, live music, and a quick look at one of several new blues books. The Big Blues event is the 10th annual Chautauqua Hills Blues Festival, drawing on artists from Wichita, Salina, Tulsa, and Kansas City, as well as several national acts. It opens Saturday in Sedan's Curtis Arts Plaza with Oklahoma Mike, Taz Crew, and Wichita favorite Rochelle Koba. The evening show in the Gregg Theater features Little Joe and Wichita rock and power blues phenoms Moreland and Arbuckle. Sunday on the festival grounds, Moreland and Arbuckle return along with Jimmy Lewin and the Kingtones, Trampled Underfoot, Robin Rogers, Dustin Pitsley, and popular blues harmonica man Rod Piazza and the band he's been leading for the past two decades, the Mighty Flyers. In the meantime, if you're in the mood to read about blues as well as listen to them, publishers have been working overtime lately with new books about Willie Dixon, Johnny Otis, Lightnin' Hopkins, Texas Blues, the Texas-based Gold Star Blues label, and various blues histories. But one that might particularly catch the attention of public radio listeners is Blues Before Sunrise, the radio interviews from Steve Cushing, host of Blues Before Sunrise, which airs Sundays on KMUW HD2. A musician, DJ, and longtime figure on the Chicago scene, Cushing knew where to find retired and lesser-known artists. Most of the ones featured here have already passed away, and as they tell their stories, one realizes that along with them went not only older forms of the blues, but also a distinctive way of life. Probably the best-known name is Alberta Hunter, who was one of the popular 20s blues queens and staged an astonishing comeback in her 80s. Howlin' Wolf accompanist Jody Williams, blues and soul producer Ralph Bass, and from the days when DJs were actually influential, famed Chicago radio man Richard Stams are among the highlights. Though on occasion one wishes Cushing had asked a few less obscure questions and focused things more, he has a rare knack for getting notoriously reticent blues artists talking, and the tales told here, by turns funny, sad, and astonishing, make for an intriguing read. A list of new blues books and our comprehensive regional concert listings are on the Music Roundup page of our website at kmuw.org.